In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sherathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. Just like Silas, singing with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Hey, welcome everybody to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. This is the Sherathon edition. For the next 3 days, we will be here with our American Family Radio Sherathon. I'm Tim Wildman. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you will hang around, keep listening to AFR. Well, joining me in studio is Ed Battagliano. Good morning,
Ed. Hey, good morning, Tim.
Wesley Wildman.
Good morning. We need to apologize in advance that we've added 30 minutes to what they have to endure, the audience.
I hope we don't have to apologize.
I think they enjoy it, Wesley.
Yeah. It depends on
deeply hurt.
There are fewer days that I do walk away going, that was helpful, that was productive. But others, it's
usually
a tariff conversation that I go, I don't know if this is the best suit of our time, but
this is really not going to matter. Because we're going to be here anyway, regardless, for the next 2 hours or hour and 55 minutes, we'll be here with our Sherathon. Chris Woodward, good morning, Brother Chris.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, Ed, what is our theme for our spring 2025 Sherathon?
Well, it is pour out your spirit. This is from Isaiah 44, verse 3. That's our spring Sherathon verse. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. It is Sherathon. And here's the number to call if you would like to give to American Family Radio. We do this 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. So to give, and there are folks waiting to take your call in Sherathon Central just down the hallway. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Now, I am going to say that they're always telling us to give the phone number during today's issues. So I'm just letting our listeners know, just out of nowhere while we're talking, we might be talking about tariffs, Tim. I'm going to just interrupt. And give the phone number, 877-616-2396. Or you can give safely and securely online at AFR.net. Maybe you don't like talking to people. Maybe you prefer AI. Or maybe you just like to go on the computer and just interact.
So they can give safely and securely?
Safely and securely.
That was a necessary clarification, because you just threw an AI with you donating. And so...
We don't even use AI on the website, folks. I should make that clear. Look, we tried doing it unsafely and insecurely years ago.
I was going to say, where can people go to do that?
Yeah, but that didn't end well. So safely and securely at AFR.net.
Well, again, our theme is, for I will pour water on the thirsty land. This is from Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. And it goes on to say, and streams of the dry ground, I will pour, this is God talking, I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Amen?
Amen. I love that. So I would like to give the Spring Sherathon 2025 premium options.
Yes.
Okay, so folks, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive this book by Stephen McDowell, The Bible, Divine or Human. And it deals with evidence of biblical infallibility and support for building your life and nation on biblical truth. That is by Stephen McDowell, a friend, personal friend of Tim's and a friend of this ministry. So that's for a one-time gift of $150 or more. If you would like instead to become a Great Commission partner who gives every month to this ministry with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive the book by Stephen McDowell, The Bible, Divine or Human, and the AFR embossed padfolio. Now, oh. Tim, could you hand me that?
You want the padfolio?
I'd like to look at this padfolio.
Can we slap you with it?
No, I don't want to slap. Don't slap me with that or a tariff.
I'm going to slap you with a tariff or a padfolio. You tell me which.
This is a really beautiful and functional 8x5.5 little pad. It's embossed.
How do you know the dimensions? Just guessing?
No, because that pad that's inside it.
Yeah,
is 8x5.5, mm-hmm. Or maybe it's. You know what? I now that you ask me, I'm not sure. it's one of those small pads, folks. So it zips up. You can put stuff in it. You can put snacks in it. If you don't want to share your snacks with your wife or your kids, you can hide them in this padfolio because it zips up. Cool looking.
Ed, are you the kind that goes, I think that's about 75 yards. And then you realize it's like 200 yards.
I'm that guy.
About 12 inches, and it ends up being 3 feet.
I am that guy because my dad always told me, you don't have to be right. You just got to sound right. So
you're not alone.
Hand me that book right there, Dad.
So you gave both these, right?
Yes, that is. And by the way, Tim, if you don't mind, tell our listeners why we like and appreciate Great Commission Partners.
Well, the expression Great Commission Partners is what we call our monthly donors, right?
Yes.
Because we count on people who give to us monthly so we can budget. Now, not everybody wants to do that, nor can they do that. But if you can give to us monthly, pledge to us monthly, $30 or more, we're going to send you this book and the pad. What do you call it?
It's a padfolio.
Yeah, that. We're going to send that to you. That's what we count on as the backbone of our financial sustainability.
It helps us to budget because we know exactly what's coming in.
So you can do that by bank draft, by credit card, however you want to do it. When you call in and make a pledge, please make me a Great Commission Partner, which is a monthly donor to American Family Radio. Yes.
I wanted to add something. Okay, I thought this was it.
Yeah.
I've read this. Now, this is a newer cover.
Talking about the book by Stephen McDowell we're talking about.
The book by Stephen McDowell that we're talking about, I've read this. Now, again, like I just mentioned, I wanted to put it and flip through it to make sure that's right because this is a newer cover than the one I've got. It's a reprint. This is phenomenal. This is worth – it's probably about a 45-minute, maybe an hour read. But it's one of those that's it's rich with content, so much so that you underline, highlight, and then you'll reference back to it.
Oh, good.
And so it walks you through how the Bible has transformed the lives of people from the inside out through the gospel.
Okay.
And one of the first stories in here I remember was from December 7th, 1941, when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
There was a American prisoner that was captured and taken to Japan and was tortured and imprisoned. And all he asked for was a Bible. His name was Bob Height. He asked for a Bible. And he asked for it in traditional sense. He wasn't necessarily a Christian, but he wanted something of comfort from the States. Well, he ended up being converted and then ended up converting some of the
guards.
The guards. And then after the war was over, he was released, and then he went back and was invited back and ended up getting to meet some of the people that imprisoned him.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that story is in there?
That story's in there. But it was a story of the Bible changing multiple people's lives. Really powerful. Anyways.
Well, so folks, you can get that premium for a one-time gift of $150 or more, Or if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive that book by Stephen McDowell, the Bible, Divine or Human, and the AFR embossed padfolio. Here's the number to call if you want to give to our spring share-a-thon. Pour Out Your Spirit is the kind of motto of this share-a-thon. The phone number to call is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can give online and give at AFR.net. All right, Chris, what kind of stories you got for us?
Well, we want to bring everybody's attention to what we have on our website, AFN.net. The big story today that's had all kinds of reaction this morning has been a Supreme Court decision yesterday allowing the Trump administration to use an 18th century wartime law to deport Venezuelan illegals. This is something that's been in the news for weeks now, really. And finally, yesterday, the Supreme Court allowed the Trump administration to use the Alien Enemies Act from way back in the day as a reason or an excuse to deport violent criminals and gang members from Venezuela. But here's the thing. This issue is still going to be in the courts because the Supreme Court said these illegals must still get a court hearing before they are taken away from the United States. So even though the High Court has ruled a certain way, these things are still going to play out in court, and we're still going to talk about this on the program. But just to give you guys an idea of how the Trump administration is reacting to this, I can play a quick clip here of, let's do Attorney General Pam Bondi, clip four.
This is a landmark victory for the rule of law, and this is what we've been arguing on behalf of President Trump from day one. These are enemies of our state, of our country, and they should be deported. And what the judge ruled was going forward, from this day forward, all those planes that are gone are there. Those people are staying. So there are a lot of reasons why Americans are safer. From this point forward, the hearing will be held, it's a habeas hearing, in the court of confinement, which means in Texas.
Yeah.
So it will be a much faster hearing. They can't do class actions. It will be a much smoother, simpler hearing, and these people will be deported. Americans are safer, and domestic terrorists, foreign terrorists, you better look out because we're coming after you. I'd start self-deporting if I were you because we're going to find you.
Now, for more on this story, visit our website, AFN.net, because we're going to be updating that throughout the day during Share-a-thon.
It is our spring Share-a-thon. Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, Wesley Wildman, Chris Woodward is our reporter of note for the first hour, anyway. So, Chris, we were talking about this in our meeting, and then, Wesley, you can jump in here. This is a, even though the Trump administration is considering this a victory, and it is a victory, it does not end the use of leftist judges by the political left in order to try to stop what Trump is doing with regards to illegal immigrants. It is a victory, but it's not the end of this fight.
Correct. We're still probably going to have an update on this case tomorrow, perhaps even a story that involves Judge Boasberg. He's kind of the judge that started all this, that being the dispute over the deportation of the violent Venezuelan gang members. I mentioned Judge Boasberg specifically because he's actually overseeing a hearing today about the deportation of illegal immigrants. We'll see whether or not Judge Boasberg pays any attention to what the Supreme Court justices had to say. I don't know that he will, given how he has ruled on this in recent days.
I got a question. So it looks really bad for anybody, in this case a judge, to find a law or feel like or act as if he's found a law that says that we cannot deport illegal criminals back to their country. Okay, that's the bottom line. That's what it looks really bad. But to give them for just a moment to play the liberal, you taking this?
Yeah, okay, you go right ahead.
You go right ahead. What would be the left's position on why this is a worthy cause to fight for, both from a legal standpoint and from a popularity standpoint?
I think it's to disrupt the system and just to cause some problems, some delays in Trump's agenda playing out. A number of judges will rule a certain way, knowing I'll probably be overruled, but it delays it while they have to put the appeal together, and then another court clears its schedule to where the appellate court will hear the arguments, and then they'll take a day or weeks or whatever. And during that time, it caused less deportations.
Okay.
All right. Other than that, it looks really bad because it looks as if they're siding with the criminals.
Well, and I would the left does that. They do side with criminals a lot of times.
Yeah.
Even to the point of, I mean, we're talking about sanctuary cities.
But what are they hiding behind? Is what I'm saying? Are they saying law and order? Or what, I mean, what?
I think they're saying we need to protect the constitutional rights of criminals in our cities.
Shallow.
You know, if they the Democrats probably could have sidestepped the political impact of this issue when Trump, you know, Trump got reelected in large part on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if the left had said, "Hey, we are fine with deporting criminals. We will cooperate with the federal government to get known gang members and drug dealers and criminals. If people commit crimes against our citizens, they're out of here."
Yep.
If they had done that and said, but we do need to increase opportunities, that then they, I think they would have sidestepped to some point, some extent, the political fallout. But to your point, if you look like you're defending gang members,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to win politically? So
yeah.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Ed, Wesley, and Chris. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. So a few weeks ago, we asked some of our listeners to call in and share a testimony of how AFR has impacted their life. And we're playing those these 3 days. And here's one of them.
Hello, this is Brandon in Bentonville, Virginia. And I feel incredibly blessed to have discovered American Family Radio, in which I believe that God introduced into my life during the pandemic. While searching for truthful insights on the radio, I stumbled upon AFR and then only found myself seeking God's word. As a police officer, I spend most of my time on the road and find comfort in listening to AFR during my daily travels. And it's had a profound impact on my way of thinking. AFR has introduced me to stand up and for the truth and righteousness, and I feel a calling to serve the Lord and spread his message. I recently joined a local Baptist church with my wife, where we're raising our 3 sons with Christian values. I want to express my gratitude for all that this ministry is doing, and I feel divinely inspired to share my testimony, praying that this ministry will continue to expand its reach to new listeners. May we remain faithful stewards to God's blessings, recognizing that forgiveness is humanity's greatest need, and may God's people discover the truth of salvation through his word, a gift made possible by Jesus our Savior. Thank you, and God bless you.
Wow.
Amen.
That gives me chills.
Yeah. That's a brother from Virginia right there who found us during the pandemic.
You know, that's interesting that we oftentimes talk about COVID only in negative terms. And there was a lot of bad things that happened to our country and around the world, not the least of which is people dying.
Mm-hmm.
But just in terms of all the, you know, the controversy over, you know, shots and masks and all that. However,
you want to revisit that?
No, I don't. I do not.
I'd like to spend a good 10 minutes on that if we can. But you want to skip that now?
I'm going to skip the negative part. But testimonies like this, because of the pandemic, he started listening to American Family Radio. We've all also heard stories of parents while their kids mm-hmm. were home learning remotely. They would listen to what they were being taught.
Yeah.
A lot of parents had their eyes opened, and there's we might wind up looking back at COVID and see just how much good God brought out of a very bad situation.
On a personal level, just for my own story here, I took Wednesday night services, prayer meeting and Bible study is what we call it, but I took Wednesday night services for granted because we didn't have them for a period of time because of COVID and the restrictions and whatnot. And I tell you, it really, when we started doing it again after a period of time, I realized just how important it was.
Let me give the number, folks. Tim mentioned that it is our spring Share-a-thon. This is day one. We have Share-a-thon tomorrow and then Thursday. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. We have our spring Share-a-thon where we come to you, our listeners, and ask you to come alongside this ministry to help support it. Pour Your Spirit Out is the theme for our spring Share-a-thon. Here's the number to call.
Let me give this like out.
You're
carrying the Share-a-thon wagon. You're pulling the Share-a-thon wagon today. Let me help you out here.
Man, I gotta rest.
877-616-2396. 877 616-2396 or visit AFR.net. Now, one of the Bible verses I thought about there when you were concluding your thoughts about the pandemic was Romans 8:28. For we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. God will take, if Christians have the right attitude and they're seeking God and they're putting their faith and trust in him, he will take difficult things and turn them into good.
For his glory.
For his glory.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and, sure, and talk about the premiums for Share-a-thon.
We got two premiums here. One premium from a gift of $150 or more. We will send you Stephen McDowell's book or booklet on the Bible. It's on the Bible. It's called The Bible, Divine or Human. And the subtitle is Evidence of Biblical Infallibility and the Support of Building Your Life and a Nation on Biblical Truth by Steve McDowell. That's a gift for $150 or more. For a monthly giver, a Great Commission partner, you will receive the book. Plus, how are you calling this? Embossed?
Or embossed. That's what their words.
We got to come up with an easier. I'm from Mississippi. I went to Mississippi State.
It's stamped.
It's a stamp booklet that you can write
raised letters.
Right, yeah, yeah. So it comes with an A. We also have an AFR pad.
It's right, but you can't stay at it.
Padfolio.
Padfolio.
You can't stay at it just padfolio for giving.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. You can't stay at it. What is it? I missed the joke.
Our pad.
Staying at the pad. Well, you're talking to young guys. They never referred to a place where you live as a pad.
Okay. Well, okay.
That's also old folks.
Is that 70s talk?
Hey,
60s?
Man. Yeah, you should.
Okay, my bad. Continue on, Wesley.
Now that has fallen flat.
Yeah.
great commission partner. For $30 a gift or more, you get the AFR booklet. Along with the book from Steeman now. So call in at 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net.
All right, you're listening to Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I won't spend any time on this except to say the definition of a pad is a place to stay. The era of that usage would probably be 1960 to 1980. I guess a 20-year period after that.
It fell into disuse.
Listen to your Carpenter's records in your pad?
I did in the 70s.
Oh, man. Great.
Yes.
Well played.
So the theme for our Share-a-thon is from Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, where God says he will pour out, I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. And we just say amen to that. Yes, Wesley.
All right. Let's go ahead and thank some of our givers right here, our most recent pledges. Ken from New Mexico, thank you. Sharon from Louisiana. Charlie from Oklahoma. Stephen from Texas. Thank y'all so much for giving. Ricky.
David from Maryland.
Yep. Ricky from North Carolina. Anthony from Oklahoma. Go ahead. You got a
Ricky
couple
Bobby.
So
Ricky
here too. Ricky Bobby. We have Jeff from Georgia. Randall from Ohio, Paul from Iowa, Sharon from Baker City, Oregon. Sharon may give every
I've
time
been
we
there.
Have you
been
have
there. Baker, been to City? Baker City, Oregon. Yes.
Carol from Pennsylvania. We are American Family Radio, mm-hmm. Virginia, Texas, Mississippi. Thank you all who have given so far. The number to call for Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net.
There's a Christian competition going on amongst us here. We're trying to do better than the show before us and the show after us.
So that's right.
Help us out during this hour.
Yes.
And Ken called in from Blooming Prairie, Minnesota. Doesn't it sound like a great place to be?
Blooming Prairie,
Minnesota.
Welcome to Blooming Prairie, Minnesota. Minnesota.
No, that's your tariff voice.
Where?
A tariff talk.
We'll be back momentarily. Stay with us. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Some time ago in Brentwood, New York, Ms. Raymond Bates found her two youngest children, Deborah and Andrew, eating tranquilizer pills. Knowing the seriousness of this, she immediately asked their older brother, Timothy, if he had eaten any of the pills. He said that he had not. Ms. Bates rushed the children to the hospital, and Deborah, age 2, and Andrew, 4, both had their stomachs pumped. Timothy, denying that he had eaten any of the pills, did not have his stomach pumped. It was a crucial situation for Ms. Bates, for the pills that the children had eaten could have very easily killed them. It was of utmost importance that she be told the truth by her children. To have lied in a situation like that could have meant death for any of them. You know, there are many situations like that in life. Several times our physical life depends on whether or not we're willing to tell the truth, face the facts. Failure to do so will often mean death or serious injury. But deeper than this is the fact that we must be willing to tell the truth about our intangible being also. And here is where most of us are willing to try to get by on a half-truth, sometimes even a flat lie. We haven't been honest with ourselves here. We've told ourselves that everything is okay, it'll work out all right. So we've gone on ignoring our inner being, pretending that there will be a time to take care of that. We've even built up a conception that there's a great Santa Claus in the sky who will bring us all everything we need at the right time. We've lied to ourselves in telling ourselves that we have no obligation any higher than ourselves. We have fooled ourselves into thinking that if there is life after death, everybody will enjoy it equally and not just a pious few. When I break a bone and it needs setting, I don't dare fool myself into thinking that it'll be all right if I left it alone and everything will work out okay by itself. If I have cancer, I don't go around telling people that there's a great fairyland cancer doctor who will cure me. When I had my heart attack, I didn't ask for a knife that I could operate on myself. No. And all of these things, I told myself and I tell myself the truth. That I need help from beyond myself, from someone whose business it is to help in those situations. To do less in the spiritual realm would be equally as foolish. Don't make the mistake with your spiritual life that Timothy Bates made with his physical life. When Ms. Bates went to check on the children the next morning, Deborah and Andrew, who had their stomachs pumped, were fine. Timothy, age 8, was dead. Honesty is the best policy in all matters.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
The last time I preached in Saraus, which was a village there in the mountains, no power, had a candle on the pulpit. I'd read my Bible with that and preaching the word. The rain was pounding on the roof. And it was a concern whether we'd get out of there or not because of mudslides and things like that. I'm Steve Hill from Ripley, Mississippi. I've been ordained minister for 30 years now. And the past 8 years we've spent in Peru as missionaries. I was basically a circuit riding preacher. I was preaching in on a regular basis a dozen different churches. Of course, we would come back for a month every year for furlough. So we would get snippets of American culture, snippets of AFA. And this past year, I've been on sabbatical, and we've been doing lots of projects on our place. You can imagine a place in Mississippi gets kind of grown up with 8 or 10 years of neglect. And so we've been doing a lot of that kind of work. And I've got the AFR app. And I've got my earphones on or just the phone in my pocket listening. It's been such an encouragement because, to be honest, it's been discouraging to see how the culture has slid more away from God and His truth and His Word. So I'm very concerned about new generations that didn't have the Andy Griffith kind of upbringing that I had, that are awash in a world of relativism and those kind of things. They need a voice like AFR out here speaking the truth and helping them to think biblically about these issues. You need the people behind you holding up your arms as Moses with Aaron and Hur, and You definitely need that support because you're going against the flow. This is a culture that wants AFR to be silent. They don't want to hear you.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out?
Amen. And welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano, who's texting, Wesley Wildman, who's texting,
and Chris
Woodward, who's also texting.
Bear with me.
So, well, I'm bearing with all of y'all. Evidently, you don't care about the.
Oh no, I was texting somebody. About work.
That's fine. I was.
Tell me when y'all.
I was writing down all the prayer requests I took during the break, but that's fine.
I'm sure that's true. Yes, spiritualize your neglect there.
No.
You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. If you're new to AFR and you're wondering, what are these crazy Christians doing?
Yeah.
We're raising money. Okay. That's what we're doing because, why you ask? Because we have to pay bills. It doesn't sound very spiritual, but if the electricity company doesn't get their money, guess what? They cut off the power to the tower.
Yeah, we got 100 and over 170
I'm ready to
radio
start rapping
stations
right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna start freestyling.
Please don't.
So that's doesn't sound very spiritual, but that's the truth. We have to have money to operate this ministry, and we have to have a lot of it. And so we have to appeal to our listeners, since we're listener supported Christian radio. And we do that twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, 3 days each time. And we pass the virtual offering plate, and we say, please make a gift and be as generous as you can, so that we can just don't feel the burden of finances. We can just do ministry. And we can just plan, and we can grow, and we can affect people's lives without having to sweat about, you know, are we going to be able to pay the bills or not? That everybody knows what that feels like. It's not a good feeling. So if you believe in what we're doing here at American Family Radio, we're saying, please call in and make a financial pledge. That's what we're asking here today. So I'm going to give you the number. And if you believe in what we're doing and you share our vision for reaching America for Christ, and for telling the truth about what's happening in our country and in our world, so that we can make a difference for our children and our grandchildren and to save our land from spiritual malaise, then if you believe those things and you want to see God pour out His Spirit, as He says in Isaiah 44, verse 3, God's going to pour out His Spirit according to Him. But I'm just saying that we want to honor the Lord, so that He will bless us, okay, as a Amen. Country. So here's the phone number. If you share that vision and you say, Tim, I believe in what you're doing and American Family Radio, and I want to make a gift, the number to call to, and when you call this number, I'm about to give, you're calling our home offices here in Tupelo, Mississippi. We're a national ministry, but this is where our national headquarters are located, or is located. And this is where we operate from. And we have a lot of people come in and help answer the phones who are listeners from all over the country. Went over and visited with four folks from South Carolina who made the 10-hour trip over to help us answer the phones. This is the quality of people that support American
Right.
Family Radio is just unbelievable. So here's the phone number to call, 877-877. 616-2396. Again, that phone number to call us here at American Family Radio is 877-616-2396. Or if you want to make a gift online, go to afr.net, afr.net.
Can they give at afr.net safely and securely?
They can give safely and securely. There is an option to give unsecurely and unsafely. You just need to click that box. That will take you to Scam Central USA.
That's the thing we want to joke
and
about.
And you can have your bank account drained this afternoon by scammers if you want to take that route.
Well, folks, hopefully you've been listening long enough to know that half of what we say on this program is tongue-in-cheek.
Yes.
Right. And that was part of it right there.
Yeah. So, Wesley, you were going to say...
Or
have you forgotten?
No, I have not forgotten. There are a couple places specifically in the New Testament in which Paul took up an offering on behalf of another Christian. And so it is a Christian practice, both biblical and historical, biblically historical too, and biblical like in the actual text, of taking up a donation or having a missionary's fees paid for so that they can focus specifically on the work at hand. And that's exactly what we're doing here today. And as you said, obviously that could be abused. You could take it too far, but we don't.
Right.
We just three times in the fall, three times in the spring, we stop our mission, our work, or we at least pause it for a little bit so that we can let y'all know we need some financial help so we can continue our work.
And for our spring share-a-thon, we do have a couple of premium options for you. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a book by Stephen McDowell titled The Bible, Divine or Human. If you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will not only receive the book by Stephen McDowell, The Bible, Divine or Human, but you will also receive the AFR embossed padfolio. Now, some of the members of this talk show panel have mocked the fact that we call it a padfolio, but it is pretty awesome.
Nobody knows what that is.
It's
that's the reason I'm mocking it.
If you want to keep using the word, trying to sound smart, you go ahead.
That's the reason
I'm just going by what they put here on the piece of paper.
It's a pad with a zipper around it that you put a little book in or a notepad.
It's great for
a lot of people take
Bible
these
sermon
to church and they write notes from their pastor.
But it is a nice one. It is. AFR is
embossed
on the front.
Not embalmed.
And as I mentioned earlier, it does zip up. You can hide snacks in it. If you want to keep money away from your spouse, this can be a perfect place to hide it so they don't come and take it and spend it in an inefficient manner.
I think you're
manner.
Overpromising right okay. there. I don't think this thing's going to pack any snacks.
The number to call is 877-616.
Wrigley's gum, maybe, but go ahead.
239. Why do you keep making fun of my padfolio?
I'm sorry. Okay.
877-616-2396. It is spring share-a-thon, folks. We ask you to join us here.
Let me do our audience a solid like I have to do every now and then and get us back on track, okay?
Okay.
We are helping them out because they had to listen to us all last week on tariff talk, not knowing very little of what we were talking about, but we have a guest on that does know a little bit about it.
Welcome to Tariff Talk.
Thank you.
Yes.
Here on American Family Radio.
Brought to you by China. Just been hit with a 50% tariff this afternoon.
Slap, not hit, slap.
Slapped with. All right. We are going to try to understand a little bit of this better. Rob West, host of Faith and Finance, heard weekdays here at 9 a.m. Central Time on American Family Radio, is in studio with us. Drove over from Hotlanta, didn't you, Rob?
I did.
Yeah. Hotlanta. Took you a week with the traffic.
Atlanta to Tupelo is one of those you could drive or you can fly, and it takes about the same time.
Well, half your time's in Atlanta.
Yeah. Exactly.
Once you get on I-20 and out of Atlanta, you can motor on over here. You live up there. You live up there by the new baseball stadium?
I do.
Man,
yeah,
it's nuts.
Yeah. Do you go to Braves games sometimes?
Yeah. I think they finally won a game.
Yeah.
You can solve that too. Yeah.
That's rare for Braves. They're usually really good. Maybe they'll come back. It's a long season. But okay, so Rob, you live this world of finance and follow it every day and so forth and so on. The tariffs that President Trump has initiated on countries around the world now that he last week has caused the stock markets around the world to collapse. Would you say collapse is the right word?
No, I probably wouldn't use the word collapse. I mean, but a significant correction, and the NASDAQ in bear market territory. So
this
yeah.
is a correction.
Well, we're now in a bear market on the NASDAQ. So
okay,
yeah,
well,
whatever's in between a collapse. That's and why a correction, we. That's why probably we. Probably that.
Huh? I'll develop a cheerier attitude then here as we. No,
we're back to where we were last year.
I said, well, that's a collapse in my mind. But anyway, whatever you want to call it, I'm not demeaning your profession there, Rob, or your.
That's why we have him on, because you don't know
okay.
what you're talking
so
about.
So Rob, you're right. I don't know what I'm talking about, and people need to understand that. Yeah. But Rob calls it a correction. So now the stock market is. It's 20% of Americans invest in the stock market. What's the percentage when you include 401k portfolios and so forth?
Yeah, no, it's higher than that. I mean, it's 30%+, but yeah.
Okay, so it does matter.
Oh yeah,
what happens?
Absolutely.
Stock markets go up, stock markets go down. What do you make of the reaction, though, of the world quote markets to President Trump's tariffs?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It was interesting, though, because, you know, he's been talking about tariffs for 40 years, right? We've seen those recorded speeches. You know, he calls it a big, beautiful word, tariff, right? You know, he talked about it pre-election, post-election. So why the huge sell-off after Liberation Day last week? And it was because what the market was anticipating, which was probably somewhere around a 10 to 12% kind of tariff across the board with some actual reciprocal tariffs, it was far greater than that, right? And so it came down to this Council of Economic Advisors. We've seen the formula, right, you know, plastered on the screens. And although Secretary Bessent would say that they took the true number, which included trade imbalances, it included manipulation of currency, it included the VAT tax plus the tariffs, and then they cut it in half, it was still far greater than anybody expected, which is a significant blow to business. And it enforced tariffs on even countries like Switzerland, where basically they have almost zero tariff in place. And now all of a sudden it's much higher than it was.
What is it President Trump's, he's a smart guy. I mean, he's been around a long time. He had to know this was going to happen. I'm talking about the world markets would react so negatively. Of course, the markets are, as we say, are a snapshot in time. They're temporary. Who knows what happened next week or the week after necessarily. But so he was willing, he being President Trump, was willing to put it all on the line right here. I mean, he's going all in that this is going to work. If you come out on the other side like he says we're going to, what does that look like?
Yeah, I think the question is, you know, he's saying two things. He's saying, look at all the revenue we're going to generate, hundreds of billions of dollars from these tariffs, which would lead you to think that he's in it for the long haul. And then on the other side, you hear he and Bessent and Navarro saying, look at all the people that are coming to the table and we're ready to negotiate. And so which one is it? Now, if he doesn't say we're willing to see it through, then he loses some effectiveness in the negotiation. Right?
Well, he said, I'm not changing any of this, my policies.
But at the same time, he's also said, you know, Vietnam's ready to negotiate. Japan's sending a delegation. South Korea's on a plane as we speak, flying over here.
Israel yesterday.
Yeah. And so that would indicate that they're ready to go to the table. And I think the market is up today because you're seeing a reaction that, okay, wait a minute, maybe we are going to start checking some of these off, and the hard talk largely toward China, but to the rest of the world, is in place for a negotiating strategy. It's the art of the deal, and we're going to bring people to the table and negotiate these away.
Okay, let me just warn you here, Rob. Don't look at Ed right now. Look at me.
don't look
at Ed. Ed thinks he knows all this stuff about terror.
I do not.
He studies it. He lives it. He watches movies about it. So he's fixing to try to ask you a terror question to trick you. Okay?
I don't. Let me open my padfolio here and ask you some questions. Our trade deficit that's light mockery compared to what I usually have to put up with. But I have been trying to read up on this because I haven't heard of tariffs since high school, history class, and you know we're talking the 1800s somewhere.
Yeah,
I think Alexander Hamilton he loved tariffs.
He did.
So we're going way back.
Yeah,
So I've just been trying to read up on it. And as my wife will tell you, when I start to read up on something, then I become an expert in my own mind, a legend, really, in my own mind. And so I was reading. I had no idea that our trade deficit was like over $1 trillion in 2024.
Worldwide?
Worldwide with other countries. We're importing more than we are able to export to these other countries. And as a lot of people have said, why did no one seem to get upset at tariffs directed at us? And now that President Trump is trying to even the playing field, now everyone's right. squawking. So right. Talk a little bit about that deficit and how mm-hmm. tariffs work, because one of the things the president has said, I listened to a Tucker Carlson interview with the Treasury Secretary. He was saying that if this thing goes well, it may be $600 or $700 billions of extra revenue coming into the country. So
right.
help us understand this.
Yeah, and so at the end of the day, a tariff is a tax on a good or a service coming into the country. And I think the reality is, although we have a trade deficit with regard to goods, we have a massive surplus with regard to services. And so I think that's one factor. The other is we're a far richer country, so we're naturally going to buy far more goods from overseas than we are going to sell.
Because we consume a lot.
Because we consume a lot. Yeah. And we have the ability to do that with the largest economy in the world. So you have to factor that in there. Now, not to minimize what President Trump is after, because it's absolutely true that there are trade imbalances in some cases that need to be resolved. There are tariffs that are far too high that need to be eliminated. We do need to deal with currency manipulation where that happens and state-funded activities that make it not a level playing field. And so he's trying to deal with all of that in one fell swoop. Now, why the approach? I mean, could it be more orderly than he's doing it? Absolutely. Is that in his nature? No, that's just not. Now, the other side of this too is, I think you're going to see the courts step into this, right? And so I think perhaps one of the reasons he's going about it the way he is because he wants to get out in front of it before the courts start shutting him down like they did on the deportation.
Because he himself is slapping tariffs. We all like that phraseology.
Right.
Under the auspices of an emergency declaration.
That's right.
So this is ordinarily something that Congress has to institute.
That's right.
Is tariffs on countries, right?
Yeah. And so he's still in good territory and sound footing here with what he's doing, unless the courts say otherwise, that he can't use it for the purpose in which he is.
I don't want to play the part of the liberal.
I did it for you earlier.
You did it for me?
Oh, I got you.
But is a state of emergency, that sounds like a manipulation of what the intention of that was for, just to get by with putting tariffs out there on everybody. Am I the only one who thinks that may be the case?
Yeah, but is it legal?
It is. My understanding is, I'm checking my path.
I don't think you need a state of emergency.
Well, yeah, the president does.
He does?
Yes. Congress is the one. Now, you're the expert.
I believe that's right.
Congress is the one who has to institute tariffs unless there's a state of emergency, and that is why President Trump said the fentanyl crisis coming across the southern border.
For the whole world?
Well, that's...
Tariff for the whole world because fentanyl's coming across Canada.
That's the question that people are asking.
Oh, I can answer that question for you right now. That's an abuse of power right there. No, listen. If that's the way you've described it, if that's it. Now, if you want to deal with Canada.
Or Mexico,
then that's the way it started. Based on that. But if you're telling me he uses that as tariffs, I don't think that's, anyway.
Well, to Rob's point, that is going to be what's going to be litigated in the courts should anybody who has standing.
This is live radio. Sometimes you speak and then your brain says you shouldn't have said that. Okay. So I want to say this. I don't know if it's abuse of power or not. I misspoke there. I'm just saying that if, in fact, you have a reason to initiate a tariff beyond I think it's the right thing to do because I want to level the trading playing field, then I think you're going to have more than that. But anyway. All right. So are we through with tariff talk?
I have a question for Rob.
You're going to have
Well, it, it relates to the stock market.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you are somebody that is planning to retire in the near future, given what has been playing out since Thursday, should you hold off on your retirement?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's going to come down to your spending plan, right? And can you afford to retire?
Does your back hold out?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. That's also a big question.
Right. Assuming you can work and, you know, that's still a possibility.
I mean, here's the key. You never want to make any changes in a market like this.
Right.
And if you were invested in a way that was appropriate, so if you're near retirement, let's say you have a 60-40 portfolio, you're down 8%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not down a whole lot. And you still, once you hit retirement, have a decades-long need for that money.
Okay.
If you're in good health and the Lord tarries. So, and if he doesn't, it doesn't matter. And so I think, you know, we need to stay with our plan. The last thing you want to do is react emotionally, try to pick a bottom or an entry
Chris
point.
Chris does that. He reacts emotionally.
Well, given that, like Wesley and I are 30 years away from retirement, even close to that point. So should we just calm down and
what a buying opportunity, right? Stocks are on sale. I mean, you know, we don't get to 14 times PE, which is probably where we should be until we get to 4,000 on the S&P 500. And we're still at 4,900 today.
Okay. All right, you're listening to today's issues on American Family Radio. Thank you, Brother Rob.
Thank you.
Where can people go to read more about this if they want to follow your analysis? And
FaithFi.com or tune in to Faith and Finance here on AFR.
Rob is the host of Faith and Finance weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central Time right here on American Family Radio. Rob West, our financial expert here. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it, brother.
Hey, before I let Rob go, can you just explain to our listeners why you think it's important for them to give to Share-a-thon?
Yeah, I'd be delighted to. You know, these are those few days during the spring that we set aside to invite you to invest here. Here's what Jesus said, is that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So your heart's going to follow your money. Here to American Family Radio, you're going to listen differently. And as a listener-supported ministry, we can't do this without you. So I would just simply ask, what is your part in this? Gifts of all sizes are necessary right now at 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Listener-supported American Family Radio doesn't happen without you.
Amen. Thank you, Rob. Folks, it is our spring share-a-thon, and great minds like what you just heard, Rob West, and then even mediocre minds like ours on today's issues are what you're paying for when you give to share-a-thon.
Now, collectively, we're...
we're probably
above
one
average.
Good mind.
Yeah, collectively.
Yeah. Amongst us. 877-616-2396 is the number to call for our spring share-a-thon. You can also give at AFR.net. And folks, we are reminding you that for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a book written by Stephen McDowell, The Bible, Divine or Human. Or if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will not only receive the book by Stephen McDowell, you will also receive the AFR embossed, and yes, I continue to say it, Padfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a fancy name for a cover. It's a very nice cover, very soft kind of faux leather for a pad with AFR embossed on the front. It is black. It is a beautiful little Padfolio.
Yeah.
But that's that and the book for becoming a Great Commission partner for a monthly gift of $30 or more. The number again is 877-616-2396.
Give it all right.
Let's
do it, all of it. Let's do it all together here.
Okay.
Hold the number. Here we go. 877-616-2396. Call now.
Call now
and be as generous as you possibly can. And don't think we don't know if you're not being generous. We're like Santa Claus here. We know everything about your... No, I'm just kidding. 877-616-2396. We'll take a short time out for news, and we'll be back in 5 minutes with more of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Stay with us.